Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of Capes and Scales. Today, I am talking with Dr. Lawrence Zirconium, and we are going to be discussing the upcoming Wrath of the Champions card for Dog Pro Wrestling. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm excited to be back. I have all kinds of great wrestling action to talk about for Cage's Journal Wrestling Gladiators event on Saturday night, October 30th. It is known as the Wrath of the Champions, and it's taking place at the Max Fit Sports Center, located at 240 Delcy Drive South, in beautiful uptown Glassboro, New Jersey.
I like this venue. It's a nice place.
It very much is, and we've built it up pretty well, where now we get a nice following and crowd. I was a little surprised how many people came when I had the last event, because we took some time off because of COVID.
Right.
But we did a pretty good one, and I'm hoping a really good one comes for this October 30th. If you're a wrestling fan, if you call yourself a wrestling fan, you do not want to miss this.
I agree, man. You guys put on a clinic. There's some really strong wrestling matches all the time.
Oh, yeah. We try to do so. We mix it around. You're going to see wrestlers from all over in different companies, and then wrestlers that you don't even see around here. And then mixing them up with some of the local guys, we try to bring something special. We're not the same, or the one wrestling promotion, or the 20 wrestling promotions that use the same talent, or the guys you can see all the time that are overexposed. I want to bring you professional wrestlers that you don't really see, mixed with some guys that you really want to see, and give you something absolutely special in any dog wrestling event.
That's fantastic. So, I guess, I mean, I'm looking at your card, and I happen to notice also signed Daredevil Dave Dahl. I guess he'll be there, huh?
Oh, yeah, I have a whole lot of extremely talented professional wrestlers, plus Daredevil Dave Dahl will be there.
That's exciting. I love Dave Dahl. I love him. The guy's great.
Yeah, I know they can commit you for that. I'll get you the white jacket with the extra long sleeves, because you might need to be a Daredevil Dave Dahl fan.
I can't get enough of the guy. He's a heat magnet. The guy knows what he's doing. The guy's great.
He's a magnet for something. He's a magnet for being disgusting. People hate him. I don't know why. You're the only one that likes him.
I know. I
must sell you money or something.
I'm on the payroll. You know. You got me.
Yeah.
It's not a huge payroll, but it is a payroll.
So Dave Dahl will be there for everybody who wants to yell at him and tell him that your town is better than his, which is my favorite type of heat. Also, you've got Damaris versus Abby Jane. And tell me how that came about.
There's a promotion that runs kind of more like in Central Jersey, and it's the spiritual successor to Chikara, and it's known as Camp Leapfrog.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me if they could have it. They have two young wrestlers that are trying to make the name for themselves, so we didn't have a women's match on the card, and they asked us if they could help them out. So yeah, Abby Jane and Damaris. I know Damaris really well. She was trained at the old-time wrestling school initially, OTW.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a good, talented wrestler. Can use a little more experience, but, you know, she's got some great potential. I haven't seen Abby Jane personally, but she came very highly recommended. And they wanted to put that special that focus match from Camp Leapfrog, and I said, yeah, I'll help you guys out. So, yeah, it's going to be something special for the fans that they normally wouldn't see in a dog wrestling event.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, you know, the spiritual successor to Chikara. That's really cool, for sure.
Yeah, the people running it aren't going to get any trouble with any of the Me Too movement, so that's a good start, I guess.
Exactly. Then we go to Kyle Payne. We'll be taking on the alpha dog, Adam Chandler.
This is like 100% grade A, USDA beef. This is like two big professional wrestlers, guys that look like professional wrestlers. Big guys. They can also move fast and are very agile. Kyle Payne, he's just a bruising, smash-mouth professional wrestler. His name is very apropos. He likes to dish out the pain. And then Alpha Dog Adam Chandler, he's a more well-built wrestler, a little more of the wrestling style, but he's very, very, very strong, and he's a big, beefy guy. And these are two beefy guys beating each other up for the enjoyment of all professional wrestling fans. Especially those in attendance at Dog Pro Wrestling.
Kyle was a part of a tag team, correct? Has he been doing a lot of singles stuff recently?
He's been doing a lot of singles stuff recently. He teamed initially with his brother, Chuck Bain. And he's been kind of branching off now in the singles. They still are family. They still, you know, have their family disagreements and family love and all that other stuff. But I think they just kind of want to both went separate directions. Chuck Payne's more into the ultra-violent style, while Kyle Payne's just more like punch-you-in-the-face kind of style.
Right. Kyle definitely blends better with the dog style.
Yeah. Intergender Wrestling Gladiators is old-school professional wrestling, and there's nothing more old-school than watching a guy just beat the crap out of somebody by punching him in the face.
Classic maneuver. So after that, you've got Patch from the Old School Empire, a fan favorite, taking on the main event, Michael Mars.
Yeah, Patch is one of the most popular wrestlers in Dangerous Adrenaline Wrestling Gladiators. He's our version of the Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant, except maybe mixed with a T-Rex, and definitely Patch isn't dilapidated like Jimmy Valiant was. But it's just a very interesting dynamic. The love of Patch, he used to be one of the most hated professional wrestlers in anywhere. People just despised him, and all of a sudden, when he got mixed with Vinny, their odd couple style and Patch's insanity just made him one of the most popular wrestlers in Dog. And it's funny how somebody can go from just absolutely reviled and despised to loved like Patch is. And he's wrestling against an old school wrestler, and that Michael Mars. Michael Mars was originally a tag team wrestler many years ago, was part of the tag team Extreme Fahrenheit. Old school NWA and Dennis Carluzzo and like the wrestling promoters around there, WWWA, know him and have seen him. It's more of an old school match between two actual really good veterans, except the difference is Michael Mars is sneaky and a cheat and a really good wrestler, but unfortunately you would never know that by his underhanded tactics.
Well, you got to get to that main event somehow, right?
Yes.
That's right. I think as far as Patch goes, my favorite thing is when he pops Vinny. Because Vinny will go along with some of the chicanery, but when he actually gets him to crack a smile, it's probably my favorite thing in the world.
To be serious around Patch is a very difficult undertaking. Patch he's just like that anywhere you see him, not just inside the wrestling ring. He's nuts. And fans love him for it.
Absolutely. So, from here we go to Eric Martin. Man, Eric Martin's got a rocket strapped to him. I think he's going to be huge. Huge. Sooner rather than later. He's taking on Joe Keys.
If you listen to Eric Martin, he's not huge, he's busty.
Well, sure, yes. I wasn't gonna go all over the gimmick, but you're right.
Yeah, Eric Martin's going to be a really busty wrestler someday in anywhere you see him. You've seen him on television for Ring of Honor. He's worked at some of the bigger promotions. And some smaller ones, too. You know, he's worked his way. He doesn't really care where he's wrestling. He's just trying to make a name for himself and improve his craft. And Joe Keys, you've also might have seen him in Ring of Honor wrestling. And if you live down south in the Maryland and the West Virginia, North Carolina, Virginia area, he's made his name more down there. And he's really just improved and shown a lot of talent. This is going to be the sleeper match, I think, we're going to see on this event. They're both extremely talented professional wrestlers, and there might be some company that let a lot of wrestlers go watching this and thinking, like, maybe if they sign them, everybody wrestles again, they should sign these guys, because they're definitely worth the money.
I agree with you, man, and, I mean, that's a discussion for another day for sure. We could go on for hours about that, but I think Eric Martin is just such a solid technical wrestler, and I just enjoy him every time he's out.
Oh, very much, and he's Glassboro's own, so this is his local hometown arena. So this is Glassboro's only real wrestling promotion, the Dangerous Adrenaline Wrestling Gladiators, except the number one best, no imitators. And you see Eric Martin, you know, Glassboro's own, really making a name in his hometown.
Yeah, the guy's a sweetie. He won't admit to that. He'll just say I'm tough and busky, but the guy's a sweetie.
I wonder if there's like a busky word for sweetie.
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him.
So next we got the Dog Tag Team Championship match, which will have the champs, the Brick City Boys, taking on South Philly's Finest. Now, I enjoy the Brick City Boys. I was there last time when they ended up defeating the Old School Empire, so they can really go.
Yeah, the Old School Empire held their champion for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And the Brick City Boys, they executed their plan perfectly. Started that match, kind of hated and not liked by the wrestling fans, but by the end of it, the fans were all into the Brick City Boys, and they ended up becoming fan favorites by the end, even being endorsed by the former champions, the Old School Empire. So that's, I think, a great opportunity to show it again. And we threw them, didn't throw them a frying pan in the fire, we just threw them straight to the fire. The South Philly's Finest are two-time former Dog Tag Team Champions. two-time champions. They're one of them. So they're right there. It's a show. Are they going to become three-time champions? Or are the Brick City Boys going to show that they're not flashing the pans and just one-hit wonders, that they're really trying to show they are serious tag team champions, serious tag team contenders, serious wrestlers, and showing that they deserve those dog tag team championships. South Philly's Finest, they're kind of like the Kensington version of Gritty.
Okay.
That's a tail on immediately, because, you know, Gritty, I think, is a crackhead anyway, smoking Newports.
Sure.
But it's funny. They love the Philly sports teams, but I don't know how popular they are. I mean, they love the Eagles. They love the Flyers. They love the Sixers, but they're kind of like Ben Simmons of the Sixers, you know? They may love them, but I don't think the fans love them back. Let's just say, of course, Ben Simmons doesn't love the Sixers at all, but you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. I would love to see Brick City retain here. I think it really comes down to, will they be in their own head, so to speak. I think it's more of a mental game, their first defense here.
One of South Philly's Finest's strengths, they love to dictate the pace, and they love to control the match. And a lot of wrestlers get frustrated because of that. They are all offense. The one weakness of South Philly Finest is their defense. So if the Brick City Boys can get weather the storm, mm-hmm. take everything South Philly Finest throws at them and come back and hit them hard, I think they have a really good chance of retaining their tag team championship.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I hope they do. But, I mean, either way, it's going to be a great match. Now, you've got a grudge match here. This is Ty Thomas taking on Nikos Rikos.
Yeah, last time they wrestled at the last event we had at the All-American Bash, and Nikos Rikos eked out a victory by underhanded methods, let's just say.
He sure did.
And Ty Thomas was not happy about that. Fans wrote us. They messaged me on Facebook. They messaged me on Twitter, on Instagram, and they wanted to see that rematch. And you know what? Dog gave them what we want. They what they wanted. Nikos Rikos, Ty Thomas, turn grudge match this time. I think Ty Thomas is going to take it a little more personal, and I'd like to see what's going to happen. He's angry with what Nikos did to him, but Nikos, he can't underestimate him. He is so incredibly talented. And whether he uses underhanded tactics or not, he can win a match. So this is something I think is going to be really... you're not going to want to miss it at all. Mm-hmm. And I think it will be something like... I don't know if we're going to have to do a rubber match. We'll see. But I don't know. That's just that match is... It has me really excited because they really performed extremely well. And I think Nikos just had the more killer instinct. Ty, I think he needs to show him. I think he will in the match.
Oh, he's definitely got the motivation this time.
Yeah, he got screwed. And sometimes there's something like that. Spite is a great motivator.
Oh, absolutely. The next match, oh my goodness. I am so incredibly excited for this match. You all know I'm a huge mark for Chris Steeler, who is the WWGP champion. He is taking on Ring of Honor's Big Bad Kaiju, O'Shea Edwards.
Yeah, O'Shea. He reminds me of Alpha Male Monty Brown.
Yes.
And Keith Lee had a child.
I love Monty Brown so much. I'm so glad you brought him up.
That's what he reminds me of, like a combination mixture of them. And he's... Big Bad Kaiju is a perfect name for him because he'll just destroy anybody in front of him, whether it's Glassboro, New Jersey, or Chris Steeler. He'll just trounce on anybody. So you got your smaller, sneaky, underhanded heel who will use any means necessary to retain that championship. A true villain in professional wrestling, Chris Steeler. And the guy who, I mean, he's like a tank. He just rolls through anybody in front of him.
Yes.
It's going to be a very exciting matchup. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm easily most excited for this just because I've seen both of these guys wrestle before, and they just put on such a clinic. I mean, a different type of clinic. So I don't even know who to pick in this one. I'm just going to sit back and love the carnage.
O'Shea right now is probably looking to show a few promoters just exactly what he has, and I think he may be giving it all out. Winning the WWGP Championship will put a lot of eyeballs on him.
Absolutely. Absolutely it would. Well, we're going to our main event. It's main event time. Are you ready for the Dog Championship? We have the champion, Ray Jazz, who last time put on one hell of a clinic. He's taking on Dirty Money.
Dirty Money, former Dangerous Adrenaline Wrestling Gladiators heavyweight champion, the longest reigning Dangerous Adrenaline Wrestling Gladiators heavyweight champion, went very long time, defended that championship against some of the most talented professional wrestlers. You might have heard of Tony Nese from the WWE, Dirty Money beat him. You might have heard of A.R. Fox, independent wrestling superstar, Dirty Money beat him. You might have heard of Gahegas, former NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Dirty Money beat him. Everybody's been in the ring with. Guy now known as Robert Stone, but formerly known as Robbie E. Mm-hmm. Dirty Money beat him. And again, everybody put in front of him. Takeaki Watanabe, who is known as Evil now in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Dirty Money defeated him in a dog championship match. All wins for dog championship with Dirty Money. And that's good. He's top of the line. He's a former WWE developmental wrestler. Extremely talented. A lot more experienced than Ray Jazz. There's never been a two-time dog champion. If anybody's going to do it, it's Dirty Money. But Ray Jazz, I'm not going to count him out. So strong, so powerful, so physically fit. His endurance is second to none. Amateur wrestler for New York State University, or New York University, and NCAA champion, All-American in both athletics and sports. Really, really good. If you watch any of his training videos, he is intense in his workout. Nobody's probably going to out-endurance him except for, look, you saw the match he did with Rhett Titus. Rhett Titus is a physical specimen.
Yeah.
And Rhett Titus, and he went toe-to-toe with him and maybe even outlasted Rhett Titus in the endurance. Right then and there, that tells you how good Ray Jazz is. So I'm really looking forward to that matchup.
I tell everyone about that match. That match was fantastic. And I wasn't even aware of all of Ray Jazz's all his accolades there, but I definitely saw it in that match. I saw the two guys just put together this amazing matchup.
Very much. And now he's the champion. Dirty Money wants that back. Again, frying pan to the fire. We went straight to the fire. Ray Jazz has a very tough competitor in Dirty Money. And that, the tickets are $15, but in reality, you're only going to need the edge of your seat. You're not going to need the whole chair. It's going to be worth it, though.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I'm really excited. Is there a match you're looking forward to the most?
Oh.
Yeah, who do you want to put over? And I know it's not Dave Dahl, so what do you got?
let's see. I don't know. See, the uniqueness of Patch and Michael Mars, that's something. The two beefy bulls just going head-to-head with Alpha Dog, Adam Chandler, and Kyle Payne. Ty Thomas and Nikos, a rematch. Chris Steeler and O'Shea Edwards. Ray Jazz. I don't know, honestly.
It's tough.
It's a very tough, really tough to pick what I look forward to the most. I know I'm not supposed to show favoritism, but I have favorites.
Of course, of course. We don't have to go into that here, but your non-answer is the best answer because it means you put together, from top to bottom, a super solid card for everybody.
I think the one that will be most surprising on how good will be, not for us to know, but for the fans who haven't seen it, will be Eric Martin and Joe Keys.
Mm-hmm.
If that one goes like the way it is, that's going to be one you're going to be talking about for years to come. But again, top to bottom, this card is loaded with so many great matches and professional wrestlers. And not only that, but Daredevil Dave Dunn.
Hey, you keep letting him in the building.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I almost want to say, people always ask me, has he got like pictures of you that you're not supposed to expose or whatever? But no. People just love watching him get beat up, and I very much enjoy watching him get beat up. That's the only reason he's on the card. I just like watching him get his butt kicked.
And he keeps coming back. I mean, he's a trooper.
Yeah, he's a trooper. He's kind of more like, he's kind of like one of those inflatable big boxing bags you used to hit, where you hit it and it comes back up, or a weevil. No matter how much you knock him down, it just keeps popping back up. That's what he is. He's Dogs Pro Wrestling Weevil.
Can you get him to put a weevil on his tights?
I don't know. His company I forget what it is off the top of my head. He's probably going to be mad for not knowing it. But he's sponsored by that company that makes his tights. I don't know if they have the trademarks to be able to put a weevil on there.
Well, I'm a huge Dave Dahl fan. I'm the only one. But I can appreciate that. And we'll get the name of that and we'll plug it next time.
You're not the only Dave Dahl fan. He loves himself more than anybody.
Ah, that's right. That's right. I mean, of course, somebody had to, and he got the bonus of me, so
He loves himself as almost as much as everybody else hates him.
Yep. I'm telling you, I currently don't live in Glassboro or Pittman, so I don't know how he feels about my town, but
well, ask him.
I will.
Yeah. Says, Dave Dahl, I come from here. What do you think?
Yeah, me and Dave Dahl, we have to have a sit down. We have to just, you know, kick the tires about just life in general. I want to know all of the life experiences of Dave Dahl.
Well, you know what? His ego's right now. He's on a second video game. So his ego is beyond, like, through the roof. It's through the stratosphere. That's probably why he takes so much to fit into those singlets that he has, and why he's kind of overfilled on that singlet, because some of it's got to be his ego.
It's hard to maintain such an ego in a safe manner so that no one gets hurt.
Yes. True. And unfortunately, the only person I would like to get hurt is Dave Dahl. That's why I can't really book him.
Well, you know, maybe this time you'll get... No, that's terrible. Well, I thank you so much for coming onto the podcast and talking about your event. I will be there. I will be checking out all this great action. It is this coming Saturday at 8 p.m. over in Glassboro. It is the 30th of October.
Yes. Come in costume, and for kids coming in costume, because it's going to rain that day. From current looks, it's going to be very visible weather that day. Kids come in costume, we're going to have candy for them.
Sweet.
And I want to know, which is your favorite match? Which one are you looking for the most?
Just for the sheer just what is going to actually happen, because I'm a huge mark for Steeler, and I just know what O'Shea does, which is dominate and destroy. That one's just such a big question mark for me. It's probably that one. But if we take that one out of the equation, I kind of want to see. I want to see how the Brick City Boys do. I'm so curious about how they do on their first defense, because I was all about Brick City last time.
Yeah, have you ever been to Brick City?
I've been through Brick City.
Yeah, I hope you got your shots.
Yeah, no, it was really bad. I needed vaccines before it was cool, you know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Lawrence Zirconium, and we will have you back again, of course, when the next event rolls around. You guys are going to beef up your events probably this year, right?
Yeah, it looks like right now we have 6 we're going to plan out for the Glassboro area at least. Mm-hmm. That doesn't count. I'm not supposed to say anything, so don't tell I told you guys. But there's probably going to be one at Rowan University for Rowan students only, an exclusive event for Rowan. And that'll be sometime in February of next year, maybe like February 4th. But again, I didn't say nothing, all
right? They don't let Dave Dahl in that university, right?
They do, but they make sure that they let everybody in the audience know that he's on some kind of list. You know, they have to make sure they alert everybody.
I mean, that's only fair. It's only correct. It's only right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I always enjoy catching up with you. And everybody go check out Dogs Wrath of the Champions this Saturday night in Glassboro, New Jersey.
Thanks again.